Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone, welcome to this very special Christmas edition of Leghole. Hope you enjoyed the theme tune. Wasn't that exciting? Dan Mersch once again did not do the theme tune. It's really great that proper bands have got involved to do the new Leghole theme tune. And it was a particularly Christmassy one there, I think you'll agree. And that was sent in by Judas Priest. Thank you so much, Judas Priest, for sending in that theme tune. And thanks to Joe from the Lap of the Pods podcast, the Queen Fan podcast. And I'm just thanking him for no reason. Anyway, you'll never guess what. It's Christmas. We're feeling full of festive cheer. We're absolutely up to our balls and mince pies. And we have got a phenomenal guest who's joined us for this incredibly Christmassy and festive special edition of Leghole. It's only bloody amazing comedian Lou Sanders. Everyone claps, everyone claps, everyone claps.
Santa Sanders. Is it Christmas?
I've decided to just do the Christmas episode one because if I do it in December, everyone will be doing the Christmas episode and mine won't stick out.
Yeah.
I'll get spotted.
Yeah.
So, so I think, you know, get ahead, be prepared, or undercut, in fact, you know.
If you hear a door slamming, boys shouting, that kind of thing, that is because I'm sharing a house with some grown lads that love computer games and they get really competitive. And that is the background noise that we can't get away from. Okay.
I I like this already. You were not alone in recording Leghole with other people, but I'm a little bit disappointed. Only a little bit. Because so far we've had two guests on Leghole who whose parents have got actively involved because they were nearby. So if any of your door-slamming loser at video games friends wants to join in, they can. It's Christmas, though, isn't it? It's Christmas. I love the little games. Don't they, the kiddies at Christmas?
Christmas in August. I love to see it.
Yep. I have 10 questions for you today, Lou Sanders, on this festive morn.
Yeah.
And from these 10 questions, I'm going to build a psychological profile of you. I'll be honest with you. I've known you for a little while, and I'll put down adorable already. But I can't. It's out of my hands. I have to stick to the 10-question rule. Have you ever been psychologically profiled before?
Yeah, actually, this guy that I went on a few dates with sneakily gave me a psychometric profiling thing. Well, he under the guise of, because he ran a business, and he was like, oh, do you want to do this? It'd be really fun. But I didn't realize he was sort of like profiling me to be his partner. And let me tell you, I did not pass the test.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you didn't pass the test, because that sounds really fucking creepy.
He was a bit of a, like, it never would have lasted anyway, but yeah.
No, well, I mean, it wouldn't have lasted because you didn't pass the test.
So, yeah. Well,
on both sides there, you must admit, Luke.
We both got what we wanted, which was me away from him.
Yeah. Well, Lou, I'm going to dive in with these 10 questions. We've got the first question and the last question are the same question that I ask every guest here in the Leg Hall. And then there's the middle eight, Lou, the middle eight. They're all specifically crafted for you.
Yeah.
In the hope that we can get to the nitty gritty. We're going to find out who Lou Sanders is by the end of this podcast. Question number one, Lou Sanders, do you like me?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Okay. That's quite that was a firm yes as well, wasn't it? I mean, you didn't give any explanation. You felt you didn't need to?
I don't need to. Just, I'm confident in my decision. I don't need to explain myself.
Okay. Overly confident. I'm putting that down.
Mm-hmm.
Overly confident. Maybe deluded? I'll put down deluded anyway.
Yeah, delusional. Yeah, we've got a question. We've got to question the loyalty at some point, yeah.
I mean, I think so. But thank you for liking me. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, in the past, I have liked people and then found out they were, you know.
Yeah, murderous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd say we've got a good 25 minutes left of this podcast. You never know. One of us could be a murderer and, you know, we might crack during this 25-minute podcast. Who knows?
Oh, time will tell.
Question number two, Lou Sanders. When do you put your tree up?
Oh, you're not going to like this. I don't usually have a tree.
Right. Do you do decorations of any sort at the festive season?
Oh, no, I do. I put like tiny bits of decorations out. I can't really be bothered with staff. And I think I'm not going to score highly here, but I just think Christmas is a time where everyone goes nuts and there's too much emotional pressure on it. And all the festivities are taken away from what it should be. Okay, a time of coming together and forgiveness, not stress and, you know, going bonkers. And I don't have any children, so I figure, like, why would I have a tree? And my flat's not that big, so fuck it.
Great answer, especially towards the end with the whole fuck it attitude. Mm-hmm. I have to, again, like you say, it takes a lot of the pressure off you on Christmas.
We're going around doing what everyone else does and like, oh, you've got to put a tree up because everyone else does. Why? When did you become a brainwashed little servant? Come on, make your own rules up and save yourself some time and money.
I think that's the Christmas spirit I was looking for. What the, you fucking robots. You fucking trees. Well, you put some decorations up, but you don't go, oh, it's October, I'll put some decorations up.
No, I'm not that fussed about the whole stuff, you know. I don't get excited about family arguing and conflicting plans and feeling guilty that you're not in two places at once.
No, that's all good. But here's the thing. It's interesting that you said it's a time for forgiveness. I've just realised I've never forgiven anyone on Christmas.
It's
never even crossed my mind.
Well, you do sort of think, it's a time of coming together and you do sort of think, well,
sure.
I mean, at the same time, I did call my stepdad a cunt once on Christmas Day. So, you know, it's a mixed bag.
Okay, so vulgar. I'm going to put vulgar down.
Yeah, but you didn't. He did.
Well, you know, I can only take it from the information that I've been given, and I've got to put aggressive down.
Yeah.
So, Lou Sanders, yes. Have you ever given someone a Christmas present you stole?
Stole? No, but I have, like, now and again in the entertainment business, you know, you will get a couple of free bits and bobs, and I might have put that in a box with other stuff. You know, I wouldn't say it'd be the main present. I don't really get that much stuff, but like, I don't really steal, but I might have stolen stuff from green rooms, I suppose, is what I'm saying. But they're kind of you know.
Well, no, I think once it's in the green room, it's yours, right?
Yeah.
So that's not really. Do you think you would steal something for a pound? I'm saying this because I have done it.
No, I wouldn't, because I do truly believe in karma. And sometimes when I've got the wrong change, I've gone back and said, most times I would go back and say, if I haven't paid for something, I'll go back and say, because I don't want anyone to get in trouble. You know, I'm doing all right. And I think it is karma, actually.
It probably is, because, you know, I'm not on the telly and I stole aftershave from my dad.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had it coming. He had it coming. But once I did steal, years ago, me and my friend Ros and Georgie went out for cocktails and we got like food in this really fancy place. And we were all a bit skint and we did do a runner there. But then I had a string of bad luck money-wise that week and I thought, well, that fits, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have been such an asshole, because the person would have got in trouble, and someone told me that they might have even had to pay for it, like out of their wages, and I felt so bad, and I kept meaning to get it back, and so I've never done it since then. That was about, like, I don't know, 7 years ago.
I think you've convinced me about karma.
Thank you.
I think you have. I'll tell you what, because the more I think about it, I stole that aftershave from my dad for Christmas. I was given pocket money to buy Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And I kept the pocket money and I stole my dad's Christmas present, which was aftershave, and it was shit. It was the most disgusting smelling thing in the world.
Well, why didn't you get back and say there's been a mix up?
I was 10. I didn't know about mix ups. I just thought this is something.
The only mix up you knew about was 10p mix up, no bubblegum.
Exactly. That's literally all I knew. And of course, Lou, the troubles. But anyway, the troubles. So I stole this bottle of aftershave that, like, wasn't, it's not like it was a famous aftershave. It was called like Dad or something.
Yeah.
And he was overly sort of like dadded about it. Like, he just went, oh, my son's bought me this. I better wear it every day.
Oh, no.
So that was karma, wasn't it? I had to breathe in this horrible smell because I stole it.
Oh, so you stole it to give to him. Oh, right. Sorry. I totally missed it. I thought you stole it to him, but you stole it to give to him. Yeah, that is karma. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your nose in it and rub it around like a dog that's done a bad thing. And that's it.
I'm going to put very wise down here on your psychological profile. Very wise.
Karma is real, though, for sure. Even if it takes, sometimes people are like, oh, it's not real. Look, they're getting away with it. But there'll always be a price to pay. You know, sometimes in the afterlife, don't rule that out.
I'm relying on it.
Yeah.
I'm relying on the afterlife. And do you know what? People go, oh, but what happens if you come back as an ant? Let me be an ant. I'll have a lovely time as an ant.
I thought you said, come back. What if you come back as a nonce? I was like, oh, no.
No. Do you know what? I wouldn't like that.
No, an ant is fine.
An ant is fine. Yeah, you're right. An ant. People don't say that. I hope I don't go back as a paedophile, because you know, which is far worse than like a dung beetle.
Yeah, and also, if you don't like ant life, it's not going to last very long. And what about all the famous ants? Adamant, the other one that in the film, you know,
Adamant. Ants Flo from Bod.
Exactly.
Good ants. And also good answer. So that was beautifully linked.
Oh, that's beautiful. Also, next. Can I just say, I've ordered a swimming costume at the same time as we've been on this. So this has been a great day for me already.
Listen, I'm loving today. I'm loving today. But you know what? I love Christmas. So of course I'm loving today. Lou Sanders, do you think twice is enough for Santa checking the naughty and nice list?
Not for me, no.
Right? It just seems like it's not enough.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. And also, he's making the list. So wouldn't you outsource it? Can you look over this?
Yeah, I'd give it to a Virgo, someone who is a Virgo, because they're very good at that sort of stuff.
John Virgo?
What?
John Virgo?
Yeah, John Virgo. I'll give it straight to John Virgo. And when he dies, he'll be in trouble. Who is John Virgo, by the way? Quickly, yes.
I think he's a snooker player. I'll be honest with you, I'm running my depth here.
Well,
he is real.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's enough to check it twice.
I don't think so at all. I think he's... what I'm saying is, I think a lot of decent people have probably got nothing at Christmas. And a lot of real pricks have ended up,
Well, that's
too many things.
That's the inequality divide right there, and it's only going to get worse with the Tories in government, you know. I think it's a good point to raise.
And with Santa in charge.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Santa is a Tory?
No. Oh, God, no. I see Santa more as a sort of Jeremy Corbyn.
Right. Okay.
Is that a problem?
Anti-Semite? Where are we come with
this? No, but it wasn't anti-Semite. That was like a press job. Definitely a press job to, like, because they choose who's in power, don't they? I think they stitch them up.
Yeah, and again, there was no competition. There's no competition for Santi.
Yeah. And also, sorry to get political on a Christmas podcast. Absolutely ludicrous when you think about it.
Well, do you know what? Why should we ever expect to have a day off from these heavy subjects?
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to put militant left.
Sure. Yeah, don't mind that.
Okay. Lou Sanders, when you're born on Christmas Day, you only get one set of presents on your birthday. So with that in mind, do you think it's right then that when someone dies on Christmas Day, they only get half the set of mourners?
Yeah.
Seems fair, right?
Yeah, like half go to the funeral and half go to the pub and have a nice time, you know. And there can be a swap at half time.
I think you should get half the mourners because technically if you have died on Christmas Day, no offence to George Michael, but if you have died on Christmas Day, you've ruined at least a few people's Christmas, haven't you?
It's selfish and you've made it about you there.
Yeah, exactly. Hello? Does baby Jesus get nothing? Oh no, dead granddad has to go and steal Jesus's light.
Yeah, it's like wait till Boxing Day and then, you know, more services are open and that kind of thing. And yeah, I do think it's really unnecessary to die on Christmas Day.
I think you're a bastard if you do it. And that's just my opinion.
Apart from George Michael.
Apart from George Michael, it was cute when he did it.
Very cute, Michael.
I heard that. Someone lost badly on Pac-Man there, didn't they? Is Pac-Man still a thing, do you think?
No. But they are playing Mario Kart, so similar era.
Oh, well, there you go. I knew it was a game for the kiddies. That's the thing. I knew it was a game for the kiddies. At least they're joining in with the Christmas theme.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. But,
why can't some people shut a door normally? You know, it does beg the question, doesn't it?
It's weird that happens when, you know, when you stay in, like, hotels. It's like people forget how to close a door in a hotel. And I'm convinced they're not like that. How could you live like that if you were like that at home? But as soon as you're at a hotel, it's like, it's not my fucking door.
No, you can. People do. You're divided into two camps. People who were taught how to shut a door when they were younger. I had a light sleeping mum, for example. And people that just sort of, their whole family just stormed around, you know, hither and thither. Right.
Well, my dad had a gun, of course. So,
a gun?
Yeah.
I could believe that. If you told me that.
He did. He did have one.
Did you get one?
Well, he was a policeman, so he was allowed to have one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Also, my dad was a policeman. If we slammed the door, fucking hell, we could end up in prison for months.
Yeah, tough.
And it's clear that the threat of prison is not hanging over the heads of these young men that you're babysitting or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I'm babysitting some sort of 35-year-olds at the moment. You've got your dogs and I've got my boys. Busy, 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 you know?
Sure. Lou Sanders, we're going to move on to the next question. Lou Sanders, Have you ever not celebrated Christmas?
Oh, there was one year my mum and dad went away and I and my brother was busy doing something with his girlfriend. Basically, I collected a sort of group of people that were alone at Christmas, my friends, for one reason or other, like family in a different country or didn't get on with their family or whatever. So there was like three of us or maybe four of us. I think it was four of us. We went to my mum's house because she was away. I said I cooked dinner. It was disgusting. Yeah. And then the cat had worms. We were looking after the cat and it had worms wiggling around on its bum, which I had to deal with. And I think it was a bleak day for all of us, really.
Oh, God. Do you know what? I thought there isn't a Christmas I've missed, but you've reminded me that I did. The very first year that I ever cooked Christmas dinner,
yeah,
I cooked it for my flatmates. And because, I don't know if you know this, it's an old tradition of getting hammered on Christmas Eve.
Mm.
And it's in the Bible, so it's totally fine. Mm. And I got hammered on Christmas Eve, and then I made Christmas dinner. And literally, as soon as the dinner was ready, that's when I threw up in the sink in the kitchen.
Oh, wow. But at least the dinner's ready.
And well, you know, they ate. And I went to bed and I didn't leave bed.
This Christmas just gone. So last Christmas, I went to my, now ex-boyfriend, but he was my boyfriend at the time, obviously, otherwise that would be weird. I went to his mum and dad's and they did Christmas in such a traditional, nice way. Like, it was so nice and the food was amazing. Like, his mum was such a good cook and it was phenomenal. But I had some sort of diarrhea and vomiting and I thought it was food poisoning, but it wasn't. And my boyfriend at the time like made me go, and I was like, I don't think I should go because I'm not very well. And he's like, no, you've got to go, I think we've had an argument. So he made me go, and then I basically poisoned everyone and they had to miss out on Christmas.
Oh my God.
The mom.
You poisoned everyone.
Yeah, the mom and his sister got like this sort of norovirus-y sort of thing. And then I didn't know the mom very well. They're a really nice family. And then we went to Barcelona and everyone was sick for way longer than, like, they were sick for like 3 or 4 days. And I spoke to mum on the phone and said, is it coming out of both ends? She said,
oh, God.
And she went, yeah, it is coming out of both ends after a long pause. And I was like, oh, no, this is a nightmare.
But it's a classic Christmas tale.
Yeah.
You know, it's because they can't all be festive and it's, do you know what? That is the real life. It's a Wonderful Life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because on Christmas, you just shit everything out.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, God almighty, let's never do that again. And then you realize the value of not letting that happen ever again.
Glorious.
It's actually a really beautiful story in many ways. Although I have, because of the poisoning, I have put down on your profile murderer. So I've done that. I put you've got diarrhea.
It's a shame that it's a wonder that we split up, really, isn't it, after I poisoned his family. It's like, why?
Well, the thing is, people say this, don't they, that what do you admire most in your partner? Well, people like confidence. And I think if I went out with someone and they tried to kill my parents, say, in the first week, I'd go, there's someone confident.
Yeah, exactly. There's someone sort of fighting their own way in the world, so doing things her way on her terms.
Yeah, I'm going to see how this plays out. Yeah, I think a very silly man to just see one, if you don't mind me saying, quite dull side of the story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And well, do you know what? You've emboldened me to ask if I can come back this year.
You must. In fact, I insist you ring him now, live on the leg hall. Go, please, can I poison your family just one more time?
It doesn't matter if you're there or not. It's just...
Again, confidence. He'll love that.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's another question. Lou Sanders, do you think that Christmas has become commercialized with none of the people who actually do the work making a profit? That's the elves. And would you, Lou Sanders, support a Peter Buckley Hill's free Christmas scheme?
Ooh, now you are talking.
Mm. Yeah. Be nice to have an alternative Christmas that is free.
Yeah, Peter Buckley Hill and the Alternative Fringe. Yes, please. No plastics, no toys, no money, no joy.
Yeah. And also, I get the feeling if you ever really met Santa, he'd probably be like Peter Buckley Hill. I don't think he'd be this confident. He'd probably like, oh, I don't know where these presents go sort of person.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, there's whispers that some stuff's going to come out about Santa, sort of in regards to some Me Too stuff. Oh, just to say,
That's got to be, because, I mean, elves must unionise at some point, right?
Yeah,
so if that
stuff
comes out, it's going to be really shitty.
Yeah, yeah. Just to say, Peter Buckley Hill has never been accused, oh, there's no whispers of Me Too stuff. I didn't mean that. I just want to really clear that up.
No, but there have been whispers about Santa, and that's the main thing.
Everywhere.
I'd say the sooner we catch this piece of shit, the better.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I'm just going to put hates Santa down on your list. Here's another question. In the Christmas special, I keep forgetting, isn't it lovely? We're having a Christmas special. Lee Saunders, do you believe, as I do, in abstaining from the big three on Christmas Day as a mark of respect to Jesus?
Okay, more information on the big three is needed, I think.
Oh, the big three, you know, swearing, wanking and shitting.
No, I don't think you could get through Christmas Day without, if you're getting through Christmas Day without shitting, you're doing it wrong.
I just can't shit on Christmas Day. I just can't do it. I say give him a day off from seeing that.
No.
I'm telling you, the thing is, I eat very healthily on Christmas Day, as in I eat a lot of food. It's not healthy. It's incredibly unhealthy. And I'd say by about 4 o'clock, I'm dying for a shit. But it's Christmas Day, and I think, let's just try a bit harder. By 7 o'clock, I'm in agony, but at least I'm doing my bit.
Well, take a leaf out of my book, shit through the eye for the needle, and pass on your disease to all your in-laws.
Do you know what? I agree with you. If you're going to have a shit, make it communal.
Yeah. Sharing. Christmas is about sharing. It's about all going through something.
Sharing, not shitting, unless it's a shit that you share.
Yeah. And I have taken you into the kitchen to turn the oven on because all that talk about shit makes me hungry. So, you know,
Are you dismantling the oven as well while you're doing that?
No, but there was a lot going on in the kitchen. There's a lot of noises, but I did have to just turn the oven on so I could put my nut roast in. Ooh.
Oh, no, listen, enjoy. Yeah, well, nut roast, of course, a very Christmassy vegetarian dish, you know.
Exactly.
I literally had no idea how seriously we would take this podcast. But we have, Lou, and that's the main thing. Here we go. Here is your last of the golden eight questions. We've got one question after this, but this is the final just for you question. Lou Saunders, is the 25th of December convenient for you?
Yes. You know why? Because
you got a day off?
Yeah, I got a day off that day.
Well, I mean, there you go. It's pretty convenient then.
And also, you'd not like to forget it if you just keep it the same day every year instead of shifting it around like Easter.
Do you not think, though, it would be... Do you know Be Real? The app Be Real? It's a bit like... it's supposed to be like the anti-Instagram. And what it does is it gives you a two-minute warning and it goes, you've got 2 minutes to post a photo. So you can only post something that you're doing right then. You can sort of get all your friends around the swimming pool and have cocktails and look glamorous and brilliant. It has to be you having a poo or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, I don't.
But what I'm saying is, wouldn't it be great if Santa just went, right, Christmas is happening every year, but we just don't know when, and you get about 4 days' notice?
Yeah, do you know what? It would take the pressure off a bit, I think. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, some of the best things come together last minute as well. Anytime too much pressure on stuff. It's not as good.
That's the thing. I think it gets rid of the pressure. And also, it's really good to know that things like Only Fools and Horses only have 2 days to write and film their Christmas special.
Yeah, people don't know that about them. But yeah, it's like get it done and surprise yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to put cooking down on your psychological profile. Lou Saunders, we've come to the very end of your time here in the Lake Hall. We've got one final question. The final question is normally, what is Lake Hall? But I've changed it just for you because it's the Christmas episode. Lou, what is Christmas?
Oh, Christmas is... I'm trying to be positive here, Michael.
You can be as negative as you want. You're in the Lake Hall. You're safe.
Christmas is a time of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe this? What do I believe?
You can record two different, completely different answers here.
It's sort of the existential crisis I'm having in answering the question is the whole thing that Christmas brings up, you know. I worry about Christmas for people. I worry about single, this is too serious, but I worry about single parents trying to like buy enough toys for their kids and everything. We've lost true meaning of Christmas, and it makes everyone anxious, and around Christmas, everyone gets stressed. And I just think we should go back to basics, making paper chains, you know, spending time with family, and lose all the commercial capitalist pressure around it and all the plastic toys. So therefore, I think I'm saying we join a cult.
This is a great idea. I, if you don't mind me saying, I'd like to go a little bit further back to basics, because to me, I want Christmas to go back to when it was just the British Army and the German Army playing football.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
and
good day.
Playing football with a potato.
Yeah. or a child, whatever they find lying
around. Whatever they find, or even go as far as to get rid of the army, give each other a satsuma, and all move on.
Yeah.
I'm really about Valentine's Day. That's my big one.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's start again. Let's do a Valentine's Day special. Let's go back.
That's a big one in the calendar for me. Sorry.
Yeah, it would certainly make the first question more awkward. Do you like me? Lou Saunders, you've been lovely. I'm just looking at your psychological profile.
Yeah, thank
wonder
you.
What if you're wondering what makes up Lou Saunders, I'm telling you this now. Lou Saunders is overly confident, deluded, vulgar, aggressive, very wise, deep. She's a militant lefty. She's got diarrhea. She's a murderer. She hates Santa, and she's at the moment cooking.
I'm a 10.
Yeah, you are 10 out of 10, baby. And all those things come together to make our dear friend Lou Saunders. Thank you very much for joining me today in the Lake Hall, Lou. You're great.
Thanks for having me. What a lovely way to pass some time.
I believe you've only got another 24 hours of the Edinburgh Fringe left. So to kill only 10 more people.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Stay safe, everyone.
Stay safe, everyone. And please stay alive in 85 or whatever year this is. I haven't kept up. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.